Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're going to open the week up with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be with you again. So, and there is so much for us to talk about. Where would like to start?
You know what? I will let you pick that one.
Well, I'm gonna pass laterally, give a nod to our colleague, Dr. John Lott.
Okay.
He put out an article on Friday. Did you see it?
I got notification of it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I didn't read it.
But I read it, and I'm every now and then you look around and you go, thank goodness he's on our side. Now, John Lott's the president and one of the principal researchers at the Crime Prevention Research Center. And he reminded us that gun saves lives, not just in the home, but we stop mass murder. You do. I do. Our neighbors do time and again. And Bill, compared to when the attacker is successful, those are just a couple of lines buried on a page. They don't get carried nationally. John picks them up. Now, you and I remember it because we're geeks, but I thought, let's go over it because the media will never, ever tell us that our neighbors are heroes. Now, you might have forgotten, but I hope you remember the armed attack at a shooting range, also a gun store, in Metairie, Louisiana. And that happened just a few months ago. A murderer is carrying a loaded gun in his hand in the lounge area, you know, on the range right in front of a port. Out here? No, it's inappropriate. And they said, hey, could you holster that or put it in a range bag? Just you don't carry it that way out here. Concealed carriers carry in a holster. Nobody carries a gun in their hand, let alone when it's loaded. And the guy took offense, started shooting people. He shot a staff member. He shot another customer. And both staff and customers then shot him. Unfortunately, two people were killed before we were able to end the attack. And then staff and customers called 911 and applied first aid. Now we have to go back to August of 2020 when an armed man saved lives at a Walmart in Westlake, Texas. You remember that one? It's just ringing a bell, right?
Yes, sir.
Sorta, I remember. Our armed good guy saw another man walk in, and that guy looked really strange. He's all camoed out. Well, he's all in black, chest plate, rifle, AK. You don't have to dress all tactical to get a pair of socks at Walmart. So the armed citizen drew his firearm and pointed at the intruder and said, stop right there. A security guard looks up and goes, yikes, I can tell which one looks like the bad guy. That's not a million-dollar decision. And he helps hold the would-be attacker. And the attacker was furious, but they said, please don't move. We don't want to kill you. So he puts down the rifle. Police come, pick up the rifle. They take the bad guy away. Unfortunately, tragically, The police didn't frisk him. He's still got a sidearm under his clothes. They take him away. He presents his firearm, is about to shoot another law enforcement officer, and they shoot him. They shoot the would-be murderer. Well, okay, we have to go to July. We've got a couple of these. Should I keep going, Bill? You want to comment, or
keep going. Because see, this is the thing. This is the thing I want to point out, because I kind of think I know where you're going. But I mean, all of these things happen in areas where they have background checks. So please continue.
Absolutely, this is the public. These guys passed background checks. They didn't break into a vault and steal a gun. I mean, these are just, how do we describe it? Ordinary crazy? Anyway, it was last July. It was a sports bar in Dallas, Texas, and a man was turned away from the bar due to restricted seating during the COVID epidemic. Well, he takes great offense. He comes back and starts shooting into the crowd. Four people were injured before other armed patrons shot back at the attacker, and he ran away. Defense is over in seconds. The police arrived many minutes later after you and I called 911. Now, it was at the beginning of July. You and I are stopped at a traffic light in Brownsburg, Indiana. I think we talked about this one, Bill. I remember. You saw two men run across the intersection. They're being chased by a guy with a gun in his hand. The attacker, we say he shot him. He basically assassinated one of the men who fell. You stepped out of your car, then the attacker turns and shoots at you. You shoot back, hit the attacker, kill him, and end his attacks. The two guys, these are just random strangers that this murderer, they were cemetery workers, and I don't know why he wanted to kill them. Fortunately, emergency medical services are able to save one of the attacker's intended victims. There was another one in the middle of Pennsylvania, where a stranger parks his truck in the middle of a parking lot in front of a restaurant. There's a line waiting to get in. Welcome to COVID. The driver gets out and shoots two people, a man and a woman, who are standing in line. These are people right next to you. You kind of take offense, thinking you might be next. You draw your firearm and shoot back at the attacker. You hit him. You kill him. It ends his attack. You call 911. This was a lover's triangle. Could have been mass murder. John goes on. Those are just in the last 10 months. And what's so important is that's what our neighbors did to save lives. They used the guns that the media vilifies. Those are the people that gun control would disarm. And we forget about it because the media sends it down the memory hole, except for programs like Lock and Load Radio. Thank you, Bill.
Well, you know, those guns are the best guns to be in a gunfight with anyway. So, you know, when they go after them and vilify them. But the big problem is that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, most people aren't going to get shot anyway, unless they're drug dealers.
That's another hidden message the media won't tell us, right?
Yeah, but that's
thousands
that's
of people shot every year. Not unless you're pushing. Well, right there, and it's worse than that. What was it? Less than those thousands and thousands of drug deals gone bad. A lot of them. Oh no, you didn't pay, and our enforcer came. Kicked in your door and shot you.
Yep.
If he didn't kill you. So I think the numbers were like 1,800 people commit most of the murders in the country. They're the drug gang enforcers. What do you expect?
Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. That's where I put that article I just read. I host the Self-Defense and Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host on the Polite Society podcast. Both of those come out once a week. My writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. The gun articles are picked up on Ammoland. That's also where I write the Armed Citizens column. And if I'm good, Bill and I get to talk once a week.
If you're good, yeah. Anyway, We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America.
of parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. He just went over some stuff that John Lott just put out the other day. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I have to make fun of myself because I fell for it. On April 1st, someone published an article that said, you know, ATF is thinking of removing the marijuana question from the 4473. I went, on April 1st, no, that's a joke. But I did think about it. The reason I fell for it is I went, do you think Joe Biden would remove that question so that his son is no longer committing a felony by lying about his drug use? Might be interesting. Yeah, no, it's April Fool's. It's not true. We have to – Iowa became – what is it? I've read both two
number
different
20.
Numbers, the 18th.
Number
you think
20.
It's number 20?
Yeah, that's what John Lott put out.
Okay, so that's – and by that, it's the 20th state to adopt constitutional carry or permitless carry. Now, you can still get a permit. Please do. Lots of great reasons, the least of which is if anything happens, that's the card that says, hi, officer, I'm a card-carrying good guy. I get inspected all the time. I have a clean criminal record. Go check the other guy. But for grandma who doesn't think she'll ever need it, but wants to have a gun when she, you know, walks to the post box out on the street, or, oh, she's just going to the corner store, yes, she needs it. Now, again, you need your permit if you're going to go state to state. What I didn't know until I dug into the background a little bit, you and I think, oh, the great red, true blue gun-respecting center of the country. No. For a long time, Iowa was shall issue in name only. Lots of clerks in the sheriff's department would say, don't even apply. And finally, enough people said, no, you know what? I'm going to apply. You're going to deny me. I'm going to take it to my state legislators and state senators and say, I have a clean record. Why am I being denied? And then you get to help answer that question to them. Finally, they became shall issue in fact rather than merely in name only. That wasn't so long ago.
The whole shall issue thing, as far as the comparing it to constitutional carry, you know, I think a lot of people have gotten so used to it now that they don't really understand just how important it is just to have that. Just to, right. Shall issue state, if you live in a shall issue state, that means that they have decided that as long as we codify this, as long as we do this background check on you, then we know that you not only can you buy the gun, but we're going to let you carry the gun as well. And my first thought when I say that way is that people would be going, well, Bill, you know, that's giving the power to the state, and that's not what the Second Amendment is about. No, it isn't. But at the same time, there's a lot of states that don't even have that.
Right. Right. Coupled that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, what did you like about the way I coupled it? I'm curious.
Well, you said, wait a minute, you're telling, I'm mocking the, okay, what shall issue means is that unless you have a disqualifying criminal background, you shall be issued a concealed carry permit. All you have to do is ask. Shall issue. You shall issue unless. Now, there are, I think, a few states that are may issue, but are shall issue in practice, at least in many of the counties. Now, and you pointed it out brilliantly. So my neighbor is honest enough to get a gun. She's passed all the background checks for that. But you don't think she's honest enough to carry? Wait a minute. You let her get the gun. If she's a danger, why are we arming my neighbor? And if she's not, leave her the heck alone. Let her carry. It's not the honest people we have to worry about. I like the way you phrased it. I may steal that.
Feel free. Feel free. You don't even have to cite where you got it from. Just say, coming from the mind of mine. Because if you start saying you think like me, well then, they're going to put you in the rubber room.
Speaking of which, you dodged some tornadoes last week, right?
Was that GCN? No, we had a few touchdown around here. GCN, they have Antifa and fires and snow.
And snow. Well, you mentioned the rubber room, and I wondered if you had to hide because a tornado came so close to you.
Well, it wasn't so much that we had to hide. I mean, I've got these, like, phone warnings.
Yeah.
So I'll get, like, a tornado warning on the phone, which is great to know. But, I mean, if a tornado is that imminent to where I'm getting the thing on the phone, I don't know anywhere around here that has a house with a basement.
Right.
These are all built on pads, right? Or some of them are built a little bit on, like, a foundation. Nobody has a basement. Nobody has a tornado shelter or anything like that. The closest we could come to it is I could go across the street and kick everybody out of their own pool and jump in the pool. Because that's the lowest point around there. Of course, there's water in that. So
we ended up, during a recent hurricane, we ended up hiding in the bathtubs. Yep.
Yeah.
That's just the best we could do.
Yeah. So
a political tornado. What do you think Tennessee is going to be next to become, and then maybe Indiana?
I think
so. Or constitutional carry?
I think so. I want to see it get to the point to where half of the states this year, first year of the President Asterisk administration, I want to see 25 constitutional carry states. And then I want to know what they're going to do about them, because that's got to be a big problem for the gun grabbers.
It does. What worries me a little bit is the rhinos. I think it was a Senate committee, or I may have it backwards, in Georgia, constitutional carry, I think, went through one of the legislatures, one branch, and then in the other, somebody bottled it up in committee. Yeah, after the attacks in Atlanta, I'm afraid to take the press, blah, blah, blah. Really? I mean, you guys had the testicular fortitude to guarantee our voting rights, and you're afraid to support our gun rights? That seems a little strange. I suspect Bloomberg got to one of the legislators.
Hang on for me. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The border is not secure.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey speaking there on Fox News. Ducey saying he recently spoke with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, who he said he believes doesn't understand the migrant situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Secretary Mayorkas and I had a conversation. I really felt at the end of the conversation that he was divorced by reality. He tried to sign off by saying to me, the border is secure. And I pushed back and said, Mr. Secretary, that type of communication will ring with complete inauthenticity in the state of Arizona.
Google did not infringe Oracle's copyright when it used that company's programming code in the Android cell phone operating system. The Supreme Court ruled Monday, overturning a lower court ruling that favored Oracle. You're listening to USA Radio News. A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. The second week of witness testimony is underway in the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. The doctor who pronounced Floyd dead and the Minneapolis police chief are expected to take the stand this week. In a pretrial motion hearing, Judge Peter Cahill issued a split ruling allowing another part of Chauvin's body-worn camera to be shown to the jury. Chauvin facing three charges, including second-degree murder in Floyd's death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Well, if it'll play.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of Salus, Militia Line, Reformation Line, Providence, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. We didn't have time to tell them where to find you, so if you want to do that, but real quick, please do.
Okay. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Picked up by Clash Daily. I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammo Land. And we were talking about which states are and aren't tippy-toeing toward constitutional carry.
Yep. Yep. Now, like in Georgia, for example, now in Georgia, they can do everything but constitutional carry. They literally, I think Stacey Abrams, who is my favorite one to get the truth about certain things out of, because she's so honest. She's the one that coined the phrase "guns everywhere."
Right.
So
Yeah. Well, Tennessee has the bill on the governor's desk, and I think he's looking for that asterisk because he wanted to be number 20. The Indiana House passed it, and it's in the state Senate. There's similar bills in Texas. I'm afraid that the bill in Georgia has now passed the legislative deadline in one of the houses, so it may be dead for the year. But I'll take another three. Yeah, we'll at least get over the 20 mark. I'd like to get to, as you say, 25. Let's see. Did you see, what was it? Who came up with this? Scott Rasmussen and the Daily News, justthenews.com, commissioned a poll amongst likely voters. Did you see the results?
No, sir, I did not.
They asked them, where do you want to live? You could live in a state that where guns are outlawed, where guns are legal, where tell me what you'd like to do. And, of course, Republicans and Democrats answered slightly differently, but the numbers were amazing. 63% of us said, yeah, I want to live where we were allowed to own guns. 26% said they want to live where guns are outlawed. 12% weren't sure. Now, of course, more than three quarters of the Republicans said, yeah, gun-friendly area. Nearly half of the Democratic respondents, 45%, said the same thing. Let me have my guns. So it's really odd how none of the Democrat congressmen are rated A-rated by the NRA. That's sort of a disconnect. And here we have the evidence. I think the media is spinning this, meaning they're spinning the virtue of gun control and not asking the people what they think. They're taking the politician's word, and the politicians think they control the news cycle enough. If Republicans will come out as pro-gun, they may sway some Democrats to vote with them.
Well, it's, you know, the Democrats, and Biden especially, with all this push that Biden's put on, that's pouring gasoline on the fire. We already had a run on guns and ammo already. That shows no signs of abating.
It doesn't. It's going hot and hit. Well, wasn't March the record month ever for gun sales? Or no, record month for NICS checks. I have to correct that. There are various fudge factors they apply.
I don't know what the month was for it. I just know that with each and every month it seems to come up. Somebody's going, well, it's a new record for this month, or it's a new record for this, you know, just all kinds of new records, left, right, and center.
Hi, welcome to the great American economy, where many retail businesses do almost half of their business in the 90 days that include Thanksgiving and Christmas. Wow. I guess we're on a budget until we go and buy gifts for other people. That includes guns as well, and I didn't realize that. It's biased a little bit toward the fall because of hunting season. Not a lot of Glock 19s get sold, and I would say that's one of the most popular handguns in America for Christmas, not to go hunting, right?
We're not animals.
I have to good point. I stand corrected. Wow. Being woke is expensive in terms of human lives. It goes against the narrative, but having police around really does do a significant job at reducing crime, except in Democrat-controlled woke cities where they defunded the police. They beat them up with the Ferguson effect so that if the cop gets out of his car, he's guilty until proven innocent. So cities that slashed their police budgets last year largely saw an increase in crime as a result. And we're not talking about, oh, there's more double parking. No, we're talking about murder, assault, carjackings. violent crime is up 22% year-to-year in Minneapolis. In the first 2 months of 2021, Portland reported 17 murders compared to just one a year ago. New York City, now they have a statistically significant number. It's not like it was only one or two, but those numbers are up 41% in shootings year-to-year. Similar stories from Los Angeles, and even the wokeness in Austin, Texas is getting people hurt. I guess it makes perfect sense, Bill. Our woke overlords told us to not defend ourselves and just call the police?
What police? In the best of times, if we had no defund the police movement going on, the average response of a police response time is 11.11 minutes. That's a long time to wait. Either taking rounds, taking impacts, taking, you know, getting kicked in the head, being dragged up and down the stairs. I've seen video of a woman who was suffering a violent home invasion. And I think it went on for like 10 minutes. And the, he would go upstairs and, you know, rifle around a few things, come back downstairs and beat on her a little bit more, then go into another room and come back and beat on her a little more. I'm sure that seemed extreme to that lady. It seemed extreme to me just to watch that video. So all these guys that are out there talking about just call the cops, what cops? You already know what the cops, which cops aren't coming. Because they've made sure of this, the Ferguson effect and all this defunding the police. Coming up on the next break, where would you like to take us in the next break? Or the next segment, rather, I'm sorry.
We got to talk about Chicago.
Okay.
Just as you said, you know, call the cops. That's when the threat's all over.
Yep. Cops always show up with nice chalk.
That's sad. Well, yep. We don't have a chance to call them till it's over. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Very good. Very good. As Rob says, he's here every Monday. It's not really a discipline issue whether he shows up or not. It's by invitation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. We have some other places to go now. We're going to talk about Chi-Town, Chicago. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Have at it.
Good God. You know, you just reminded me, and I forget, you should mention it more often. You used to be a martial arts competitor.
Yes.
You used to, what was it, kickboxing?
Yeah.
And karate?
Yes,
yeah. I've seen my daughter who practices Muay Thai, and I look at these kids, and then I go back and look at old boxing videos, and now that I'm an adult, I go, that's 3 minutes of hell. I wouldn't last 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Even the amateurs like you and my daughter who compete in hand-to-hand martial arts, you're way tougher than I am.
Well, Muay Thai, your daughter's probably tougher than I ever was, because Muay Thai is a whole different discipline than what I did. I mean, they get up in there and they practice by kicking trees with their shins.
Yes.
And I mean, they break trees with their shins and ball bats. I mean, these guys are honed to a degree of toughness that I can only imagine. Certainly can't do it now.
But you have an appreciation when someone says, hey, fight off the bad guy, get yourself so that you have a minute to get your hands so you're not shaking, dial 911, speak clearly, lucidly, with that much adrenaline flowing, remember where the heck you live, ask to have police and medics stop by when it's convenient. Where does that minute come from? In this fantasy, just call the police. Where does that minute exist? In fact, you call them when the crime's over. You've either defended yourself, usually with a firearm, or you've been victimized. And then the police will arrive, what, 11.11 minutes after the call starts?
Right.
Yeah. And the reason you and I are so adamant about wanting our friends and neighbors to be armed defenders, that's so they're healthy when the police get there. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Not enough people listened in Chicago, and 34 people were shot, 7 fatally, over Easter weekend. Wow, carjackings are way up. I'm not sure if I mentioned it. Shootings are up nearly 40% over from where they were in 2020 in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago. Wow, it's a dangerous city. It breaks my heart.
Well, here's the thing. Now, the kind of shootings that occur in Chicago are drug deals gone bad, are turf wars, or that kind of thing.
Mostly.
And this is where the 83% number comes in, because 83% of all firearm homicide occurs as a result of a bad drug deal.
Yep.
Now, in the case when we're talking about minutes, right? Like in the case of the Boulder shooter.
Right.
When you have somebody like, and this is a thing, and a lot of people give me a little bit of grief about this, because I'll be like, you should carry something bigger. You should carry more ammo. Simply because of this. You don't know what's going to unfold in front of you if it does unfold in front of you. I know what the odds are of not being in an armed self-defense encounter. I know they're very high and everything else. And for that reason, a lot of people look at those odds and say, this is what I'm going to live by. And they do that. But then, like, when you saw the Boulder, Colorado shooting, weren't you thinking back to when Fisher was making us zero at 25 yards? Because of
absolutely.
The length of a grocery aisle.
And he was talking about even farther, 50, 60 yards. And everybody's going, why? He goes, go to the end aisle at a grocery store. Can you make that shot to stop something?
So.
Well, I wish we could have taken that bet to Vegas.
Yeah. The other thing is that in studies that they have done, when you're talking about how long it takes for how many minutes it's going to take, in a rampage killing, a non-disruptive rampage killing, and what happened in Boulder is actually sort of an anomaly, because at a certain point, he quit shooting and started stripping, because I guess somebody had shot him.
Yeah.
And he stripped off all of his clothes and laid his weapon down, laid all of his other stuff down. So he really had something going on. But typically, you're looking at an average of 4 people dead per minute in a non-disrupted rampage shooting, which maybe the guy who shot him in the leg disrupted him enough to stop that. But the cops didn't go in there after they got there for 30 minutes.
Right.
That's 120 people that could have died. And this guy was totally non-discriminatory.
If you're one of the wounded, it's your kid who's wounded.
Yep.
Can you keep them alive for the 45 minutes that it will take for the police to secure the building? And then EMTs to be allowed in and start to treat people?
Yeah, yeah.
We are.
Are you carrying a trauma pack? Do you know how to make one out of field expedient material?
But, you know, planning to improvise. Bill, I carry a tourniquet. You and I have been in training classes where they said, your buddy's wounded. You've just been in a gunfight. Shoot the target. Okay, put a tourniquet on your friend. And come on, we know this is a range. We ought to be cool, calm, and collected.
Right.
And I'm shaking, and I'm talking, and I fumble, and practice makes perfect. Well, practice makes better anyway. Those are critical skills. Look, I'm not asking everybody to be a pararescue guy, but the reason you and I carry is because we love our family and our neighbors.
Sure.
So, please, let's put away the fantasy that call the police, they'll come and rescue us.
They wish also, they could.
You know, it would be helpful if I need to start doing it more often too. I got to start carrying a trauma kit everywhere I go. Because if I am in a gunfight,
you've got one in your welcome bag.
Yeah, well, I do. But if I'm in a gunfight and I don't have that bag with me, then I can expect some civilians get shot, which I'm a civilian too, but I can expect some people that aren't armed to get shot, I guess would be the way to put it.
Right. Well, so, now, yeah, and one of the EMTs who was training us, I thought, put it brilliantly. That tourniquet is for you and your family. The field expedient materials, that can be when you, okay, shooter's down, great. Now what can we cobble together, because we've practiced, to save other people who didn't bring a tourniquet to the gunfight?
Well, I mean, the easiest stuff that I ever saw when I was in the military was boot laces and cigarette cellophane.
Yep.
You could use cigarette cellophane as a chest seal, and you can use cigarette or your boot laces or your shoelaces, if you will, unless you're wearing slip-on shoes. you can wear your shoelace or use your shoelaces as a tourniquet. But when you're in a shooting situation, it just comes down to how far will your mind let you go, and that will determine how adaptive you can be.
And Bill, with your level of experience, maybe you'd keep your hands dry, Sergeant. You'd start saying,
probably not. If the shooting was done.
They need leadership. You, put your hand there. He's going to bleed to death. You help him. You, if you were a Boy Scout, help him. You know, getting people so that they will react rather than cower might be the most effective first aid tool you have.
Yeah, might be. I don't know. It would depend on who was shot. If it was somebody that was really, you know, if it was artery, I don't know that I'd be out there giving instructions. But before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. Those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily and the Daily Surge. I write the Armed Citizens column on Ammoland. That's once a week. And if I've been good, I get to join my friend Bill Frady, and we get to talk about the gun world. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, it's going to be the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.